It has been another picturesque winter day across eastern New York and western New England. The snow has been light and rather gentle, and this is one of those circumstances where it could snow for several hours, but it doesn't really add up to very much on the ground. There is a storm located to the southeast of Cape Cod. The storm track is a bit too far away from us to have significant impacts locally. Some of the upper level energy continues to push through the northeast, and that's why we are still seeing some snowflakes from time to time. It's not a solid area of precipitation, so there have been breaks in the snow through the day. We're still going to have some snow showers around tonight. It could leave a little dusting to maybe an inch or two in some areas, and be aware that there will be slippery spots on the roads if you are going to be driving. By tomorrow morning, that coastal storm will be located south of the Canadian Maritimes, and an area of high pressure will build into the Great Lakes. The difference in pressure will generate a gusty wind out of the north. Winds will gust at times around 30 miles per hour during tomorrow, and it is going to be a cold day. Highs will be mainly in the 20s to around 30, which is a few degrees below normal for this time of year, and with that wind factored in, the wind chills will be in the single digits and teens all day long. And there's still the chance for some scattered snow showers at times. The most likely areas to see snow showers will be the higher elevations, but even in the valleys, there is the chance for at least some passing snowflakes from time to time. By Sunday, that storm will move more to the east, and the high-pressure area will drift closer. Sunday will be a less windy day. It'll still be cold. Temperatures will be in the 20s to around 30. So if I had to pick the better weather day this weekend, I would choose Sunday because it'll be a brighter day and a less windy day, but it's still going to be cold. And then on Monday, our next storm will approach from the west. We're likely to see a period of snow develop on Monday, and there's the chance that some areas will switch over to rain as some slightly warmer air works in. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, with highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, a low of 18 to 24. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cold, maybe a snow shower, highs in the upper 20s to low 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, with highs in the upper 20s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, cold, and less windy, highs in the 20s to around 30. And on Monday, mostly cloudy with a wintry mix likely, with highs in the low to mid-30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.